This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Another story now of great significance to Muslims around the world. He thinks of himself as a victim of the media, a falsely accused hero who was only trying to save his war-torn country. That's the argument from former Bosnian Serb leader and accused war criminal Radovan Karadzic, whose nearly five-year trial ends dramatically today at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. His capture and trial is profoundly meaningful for the millions of Bosnian Serbs who lived through the terror of the civil war. Karadzic has been charged with 11 war crimes, including ordering the genocide at Srebrenica, a massacre of more than 7,500 Bosnian Muslims back in 1995. Martin Bell is a former BBC correspondent who covered the war in Bosnia and provided evidence in the criminal case against Radovan Karadzic. Martin, welcome.
My pleasure, sir.
What's the significance of this trial, and how can Radovan Karadzic actually defend himself today? He will have plenty of time to do it.
The significance of the trial is this is one of the two big ones since the establishment of the criminal court. How does he defend himself? Actually, rather capably. He's conducting his own defense. He spent a lot of time preparing for this. In fact, in his 13 years on the run, he wrote a tract called My Defense, setting out his view, and he singled out three correspondents, which he called media monsters. They were Christian Amanpour of CNN, John Burns of the New York Times, and myself.
And if you were in court today and taking the opposite case, and you're not, of course, but since he's referenced you in his own defense, what would your argument be to convict him?
I think the argument would be that he was the head of state of the mini-state of the Bosnian Serbs. He was responsible for whatever happened on its territory. The two principal charges involved the siege of Sarajevo. He was certainly there. I was up around the mountains with him. And the Srebrenica massacre. He was effectively nominally the commander-in-chief, although towards the end of the war, he had a substantial falling out with the military commander, Ratko Mladic.
Martin Bell, remind us of the conditions that Karadzic actually created that you reported on day by day during the Bosnian crisis.
Early in April, a civil war began. It started outside the parliament building, in which the Bosnian Serbs, who are about a third of the population, seized a half of the territory. It was, if you like, a preemptive strike by them, and they harked back to what had happened to their people in the Second World War, where they had been persecuted on a large scale. It was a vicious civil war, and after a period of weeks, it settled down into front lines, roughly 50-50, in a very disordered pattern across Bosnia. But the Serbs completely encircled the capital, Sarajevo, and that siege lasted for 3.5 years and cost thousands of lives.
What was it like to be a target and to watch a nation fall apart, divided neighbor to neighbor, even family member to family member?
I'd done a lot of wars before then. I started in Vietnam, but this was the most savage war that I was ever in, partly because it was a civil war. There were cases of men being murdered by other men who had been a best man at this man's wedding. Whole families fell apart. Bosnia was the most Titoist of the republics, with a lot of intermarriage. But he didn't survive the early weeks of 92. In that war, 98,000 people were killed and more than 2 million were driven from their homes. And this is in a very small country. It had a deep impact on all who were there. And I think that what we always wanted was some kind of international justice, which is in a way what we're getting.
And it will take at least a year for a verdict and sentence in this case. And this trial has dragged on for 5 years. Martin Bell, thanks for sharing such an important and bitterly savage and tragic part of your own life. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Martin Bell is former BBC correspondent who provided evidence in the criminal case against Radovan Karadzic. He's giving his defense today in the International Criminal Court.